Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. Google will soon start automatically enrolling users into two-step verification, although an exact rollout date was not announced. Users will require recovery information on their accounts, like a phone number or secondary email, before two-step verification is enabled. It's unclear if users can opt out once enabled. CNBC sources say Tencent is in negotiations with the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, or CFIUS, to allow it to keep ownership stakes in U.S.-based game developers Riot Games and Epic Games. CFIUS had been investigating how both companies handled user data, with Tencent negotiating risk mitigation measures. Financial documents made public in Epic Games' lawsuit against Apple revealed the game Fortnite generated $9 billion in revenue in 2018 and 2019, and predicted almost $3.6 billion in 2020. Over 2018 and 2019, Epic Games' other games business generated $108 million, Epic Game Engine Licensing brought in $221 million, and Epic's Game Store brought in $235 million. Facebook's head of Messenger, Stan Chudnovsky, said over 60% of eligible users on Instagram have opted into cross-app messaging with Messenger. The company eventually plans to integrate WhatsApp cross-app messaging, but needs to build end-to-end encryption into Messenger, which is not expected until 2022. A new report from Apple analyst Min-Chi Kuo claims Apple is working on a foldable phone currently set for release in 2023. Apple will reportedly use an 8-inch Samsung foldable OLED display in the device and expects to ship up to 20 million units in the first year of sales. Twitter made its audio chat room feature Spaces available to any account with 600 or more followers on iOS and Android. The company also announced it will soon add multiple co-host support, reminders for scheduled events, and the ability to charge to attend Spaces events. A trial is expected to start in the coming months. Additionally, Twitter launched TipJar, an opt-in tipping feature. English-speaking Twitter users can now send tips on mobile, with enabling and accepting tips available to a limited group at launch. A tipping icon will be next to the follow button on a profile page with tipping enabled, and will offer a list of supported payment services. Twitter will not receive any portion of tipped funds. On Tuesday, Apple released patches for iOS, iPadOS, macOS, and watchOS to fix WebKit flaws it believes could have been actively exploited. The flaws included a memory corruption issue and integer overflow that opened the door for arbitrary code execution on devices. Facebook's oversight board upheld Facebook's decision to suspend U.S. President Donald Trump, but said it was not appropriate to impose the suspension indefinitely. The board called on Facebook to review the decision within the next 6 months to determine and justify a proportionate response that is consistent with the rules that are applied to other users of its platform. Instagram is adding a caption sticker option to stories so users can watch without audio. Creators can record from the Stories or Reels camera in the Instagram app or choose a video from their phone's gallery, then add a customizable caption sticker which will convert speech to text. The feature is only available in English and in English-speaking countries, with a rollout to other countries and languages soon. India's telecom ministry granted permission to Jio Platforms, Airtel, Vodafone Idea, and MTNL to begin a 6-month trial of 5G in millimeter wave, mid-band, and sub-gigahertz bands. It also encourages testing of 5G-I, an Indian variant of 5G meant for the specific conditions of the Indian market, particularly in rural areas. Virgin Hyperloop CEO Josh Geigel told Reuters the company predicts commercial operations as early as 2027. The company is looking to develop passenger routes in India and Saudi Arabia. And in Nintendo's fiscal year-end earnings, it reported 28.8 million Switch consoles sold in the last year, including 14.7 million Switch Lites, bringing lifetime Switch sales to 84.59 million. Nintendo also reported a record 679 billion yen profit in the year, approximately $6.2 billion, up 88.4% from last year. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.